Loving on Empty, it took you a couple years to put this whole thing together. You were going through school. It's been told you're a bit of a perfectionist. So can you just tell us about that? What was that process like to put this album together?
Yeah, well, you know, I've always been a perfectionist all my life with school, with sports, with music. So this album took about three and a half years to make. I was having a bit of a struggle with college, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I kind of felt trapped at school. I was up in the armpit of New York in Rochester. I wanted to get out a little bit. I wanted to explore. I just felt a little kind of trapped. So I went out to LA and I started working with some producers out there. And then I came back to New York and worked with other producers. So this album's got like a flavor of the New York and the LA vibe. But for me, the reason why it took so long is because I've been such a perfectionist with it. Every single note, every single word I sing, I want it to be perfect. I want it to really represent how I wanted to represent the way that I was feeling when I wrote the song. And so, in order for that to be represented, I feel like it's got to be perfect in every way. My producers always say to me, they're like, "I can't. It's so hard to work with you because you nitpick every little thing." But in the end, they honestly say to me, my producer Ben Liddell, he said to me, "Dude, you may be a perfectionist, but in the end, it makes sense. I understand it now. Like everything is perfect."
So hearing the final product, how do you feel about it? Just, saying to yourself, "Wow, this took 3 years of my life." Are you happy with the way everything turned out?
You know, I'm sitting here in my apartment and I'm looking, I have the physical in my hand, and I don't know, I just feel so proud about it. It's a 13 song album, and you don't really get that so often nowadays. You only have, 9 songs, 10 songs. This is really a compilation of the last 4 years of my life, and it feels like a journal wrapped and packed in some shrink wrap here. And I don't know, I feel really proud and accomplished to have this, be holding this in my hand. I've been dreaming about this day for forever, since I was, 5 years old.
So from the press release, they talk a lot about how, a woman really inspired you. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, this was kind of like my high school sweetheart, and we never really knew what we were in our relationship. And this relationship really inspired me to write most of the songs on the album. The happier songs, the more angst songs, like Unsure, and Don't Tell Me How to Live. Those ones have a lot of frustration in them. But, the ones that have a lot more empathy are like She Knows It's Right. Blackmail with a little bit of both angst and empathy. So this relationship really, really did have an effect on me. It impacted my life in high school and through college. And it's kind of like a cathartic thing for me to write about this stuff, and to really get it out. And the music tells me what to write. I sit down at the keys and I start playing something, and it just tells me what to write about, and it just so happens it's been about this relationship mostly.
Can you talk about the creative process behind Black Nails? It's just a super catchy song.
I was working on some violin parts, and I came across this violin part that I just loved, and I basically worked around it. Usually I don't do that. I usually start from the keys, and I work my way up to the guitar and then the lyrics. But this, I started with the violin. There's something about that violin part that really just struck me. And I kind of wrote the whole song around it. It's got this kind of bouncy feel to it. I don't know if I should go as far as saying it's like hip hoppy, but I don't know. I wanted this like boom, gah, because it's something gah. I wanted that. I don't know if that came out right over the phone, but. It's hard to explain the creative process, but I did start with the violin, and I went on from there. And it was, the lyrics just came naturally. It's just about this relationship, kind of hidden messages, hidden thoughts, wearing your heart on your nails instead of on your sleeve, you know, or, you know, expressing yourself the right way, or, you know, the way that normal people do.
So how do you want people to be affected by your music? Like, if somebody could come over to you and say exactly what you'd like them to say, you know, about how their, how your music affected them, what do you think they'd say?
I think that what I want is for people to listen to some of these tracks and say, wow, like, that experience happened in my life, and I didn't know how to express it. Like, I didn't know how to say it in my own way, or something similar to the Black Nails, or to a girl wearing Black Nails to express her feelings, happened in my life. And I didn't know how to write it. And, like, you kind of just wrote a story about me. That's what I want people to really take away from this album, to say, like, this guy, like, understands me without even knowing me, you know?
So what do you think you're going to be doing moving forward? I mean, obviously, you're kind of basking in the glory of your new baby because the album just came out, but, you know, moving forward, what are you really looking to accomplish in music?
What am I looking to accomplish? I think I'm really developing. Like, this album is, like I said, a compilation of these past 4 years of my life. But what I'm really looking into now is developing even further and, like, mixing different genres and not staying in the pop rock only. You know, looking for the electronica type of genre, the techno genre, like maybe a little hip hop. Like, I really want to explore. I don't want to be like packaged into only one category. I'd love to co-write with people. I'd love to just be everywhere in the music business. But I think I'm just developing it now, and the new stuff I'm working on. I'm already in the studio working on the second album. That's already got a little different flavor and an older flavor. I'm only 22 years old. You know, I started writing this album when I was 18 years old, and some songs maybe even younger. So you'll see that the next record and the ones after are going to be more mature, and you're going to see my development over time.
Okay, who inspires you? I mean, listening to you in this album, I mean, I think I heard a lot of, like, Ryan Cabrera, some, you know, some James Taylor. I mean, what really affects you?
I actually went through one of the best moments or music moments of my life. I was surprised, I think, for my 10th birthday, my parents took me to a James Taylor concert. And when he sang Fire and Rain, it was actually, like, thunderstorming. And that was, like, an unbelievable moment in my life. James Taylor was always being played on my dad's radio. I always grew up with his, you know, acoustic vibe. He definitely influenced me over time. I think my biggest influences come from the 90s, the pop rock in the 90s. Like, I've always loved the Goo Goo Dolls, the Counting Crows, Matchbox 20, Rob Thomas, when he broke off from Matchbox. Those guys really, in terms of my sound, those guys really inspired me. Third Eye Blind as well. I think more recent, like John Mayer, Gavin DeGraw, Jason Mraz, these guys, and even Ryan Cabrera, some of the songs are sound a little similar in terms of the vibe of them. So there's been a bunch of different faces and a bunch of different artists I take my inspiration from.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hypothetical. Let's just say, you know, you're in like a Best Buy or a music store somewhere and you see a kid with your album in their hands and they got that look on their face. Should I take this home? Should I not? How do you sell that album to them? What do you say?
How old's the kid?
Well, let's say he's 15 years old.
15 years old? How do I sell the album? I would say some of these songs describe experiences that you may be feeling right now or you may be going through, because a lot of these feelings in which I took to write the song came from my middle school years. And my high school sweetheart was also my middle school sweetheart. And you might be feeling a lot of stuff I was feeling too. So I grab it, take a listen, and hey, if you don't like it, be honest about it. Just let me know. Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. But definitely check it out.
Is there anything else that you want to say about your music that we haven't discussed yet?
The single that we're releasing now is a very interesting one. It's one of the songs on the album that's not about this really impactful relationship in my life, and it's called Did She Look? And I want to give you just a little background about this song. This is from an experience that I had in New York City a few years back. I was walking out of this coffee shop through this revolving door, and I saw this beautiful, beautiful girl walking in as I was walking out, and I couldn't tell if there was some kind of glance that she gave me. I just didn't know. So I stopped outside of the coffee shop, and I thought to myself, man, did she look? Did she smile at me? Did she do? I can't tell, you know. And at that moment, I was like, this happens all the time, especially in New York City, when you're walking down the sidewalk and you see somebody and you're not sure if it's that kind of look that is like, oh, hey, I'm interested or not. You know, you never know. So this whole idea of like, did she look came to my head. And so that's what the song is about. It's about that one moment in time, about this glance that may or may not have happened. And personally, I think she did look, but I didn't have the guts to go back in and make a move. Instead, I ran home and wrote the song. I honestly wrote it in about 20 minutes. And that's the thing that we're going with. We're going to be releasing a lyric video in a couple of days, and then the music video will be shot hopefully within the next month. So it's a really fun and catchy type of tune, and I really hope people like it.